but I feel like who we've played has kind of battled us to get us ready for where we hope to go. So,
well, like this past weekend, I think you were in a tournament down in Iowa, and those are kind of, you have a kind of idea who you're going to play, but after a while, it's anybody's guess, but you saw some very good competition.
Yeah, so there were 16 teams. Of those, 11 were ranked within Iowa or South Dakota, so we knew we were going to get pushed. Knew our pool play, played Western, Central Line, Des Moines Christian, which was good, and then we ended up coming back and then playing OG, which is always a good battle. Dropped them in three, but yeah, you come away from there kind of knowing a little bit more what you got to fine-tune to hang with top teams.
Tell us about this team. I do see a number of names, like we said at the beginning, I recognize.
Yeah, so we have Kate Wiebesack. She's our senior setter. There's just comfort with her in there. She knows what to do, knows how to set. Number nine, our outside, you know, she's been around here for a while, so she knows if we need kills, she's a kid we can rely on. Our two middles, number 18, number 17, Aubrey and Allen, two kids that are just finding some comfort in the middle and putting balls away. So, you know, with that many seniors out there, they understand the magnitude of game situations, and so there's a little comfort with that.
Now, Huron Tigers come in, and I guess you could, in many ways, you could just pull out a tape from 4, 5, 6 years ago, and you'll probably still get a pretty valid scouting report on Huron. Still kind of the same.
Yeah, I would say, you know, they ball handle well. They're not going to make a lot of errors, and they're going to make you earn every single point. They always serve well. They're well coached. And so even though they're 6-10, I don't think that represents how they play. They're a very scrappy team. And I've told our kids, you're going to have to earn every point you get tonight. So,
and wrap it up with this. We're, what, about 3 weeks from the end of the regular season? That's sneaking up on us. You're in position to host a SODAC game, but you still got a ways to go. But nights like this are important.
Yeah, we just tell our kids, play our brand of volleyball. Play well. Do us. And at the end of the night, whatever happens, happens. And that'll give ourselves a shot to put ourselves in a good position.
Kevin Vanderwall, head coach of Sioux Falls Roosevelt, will take this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
This Huron Tiger moment is 1984 graduate Rod DeHaven. DeHaven was MVP at the state track meet in both 1983 and 84, winning the 1600 and 3200 meter runs both years, anchoring the winning 4x800 meter relay. He was unbeaten as a senior in cross country. He then went to South Dakota State. He was a Division II national champion there. DeHaven also ran the marathon for the United States at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
We continue our pregame as we talk with Huron Tiger coach Josh Lane. The Huron Tiger coach is brought to you by The Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Huron at Roosevelt tonight. Continue being road warriors after a trip out west last week into the Rapid City schools. And coach, you got the split out in Rapid, oh so close to maybe getting the sweep. But overall, when you get the split going out west, you're always happy with that.
Yeah, we actually got off the bus on Friday night against a pretty solid solid Stevens team and played pretty well. Five sets, 15-12 loss in set five, which, you know, you could have, should have, would have. There were some couple points in there. I felt like in the earlier sets we probably could have got back. But overall, we weren't displeased with our performance. Can't settle on that loss on the stat sheet, but we'll take it. Now we look forward. We get back into the Metro Conference, right, with two Sioux Falls schools this week. Familiar coaches, familiar kids, but first time for this year. So we'll go ahead and see if we can't put up a good defense. Going to have to play good tonight, but we definitely know what we're going to get from Roosevelt, that's for sure.
Yeah, Roosevelt, first things first, I see a whole bunch of names I recognize. These girls have been playing together, too, in some cases 3 years.
I think since I've been back here on the coaching staff, it feels like Weisbeck's been setting, Bleeker's been playing libero for these guys since I can remember in recent memory, right? So they're going to be well controlled. They're going to be well disciplined. I know Kevin, Coach Roosevelt's coach, he does a good job of setting the conditions for them just to be where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. So we've got our work cut out for us. I like our defense against their kids who scores points, right? So Hilton, I haven't had a real chance to talk to you since we were out west. We've got preliminary numbers that Hilton has at least tied the school record for digs in a match with her big sister, which happened on Friday night against Stevens. And Stevens did a great job just barreling the ball as hard as they could right at her. And Hilton was the reason we stayed in that match. So tonight's going to, with any luck, tonight's going to look a lot the same, right? Because Riley and Kaylee, they're two outside hitters. They're just going to keep barreling the ball right at zone six and see if Hilton is up for the test. We hope she is. Then they're going to give a good dose of Avery, too, out of the middle. They like getting her the ball when they're in system. So we're going to have to be on our toes. We're going to have to play tough in the off blocker. That center dump, if you will, the campfire, we play tough there. We're going to give ourselves a shot.
Then as far as our plan of attack, you want to carry over some of the good things from Rapid City, because there were a lot of good things there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, both against Stevens and Central, our middles got as many opportunities as our outside, which has been unheard of since the first half of the season. So if Jensie can continue to deal the ball, and it's not all on Jensie, right? We got to get the ball to her in tempo, in system, if you will, in front of that 10-foot line, and we've just continued to find ways to get Sam and Chloe involved, and when that happens, good things happen. So that's going to be the focus tonight. Can we get Jensie the ball so that she can get it to Sam and Chloe? And if the answer to that is yes, we're going to be in this thing.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Again, the Huron Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Your crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, and check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline bakery room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986. We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Trenton Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Sigeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Paige Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter. Kimnan Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, DS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter. Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore. Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior. Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior. Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior. Karen Kess, number 21, DS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. At Sioux Falls Roosevelt tonight for high school volleyball, Huron Tigers, Roosevelt Rough Riders in a double-A matchup. And both teams just trying to get some momentum here. We're hard to believe, but we're just about 3 weeks away from the end of the regular season. So these are big matches here. At this point, you're not going to change a lot, but you certainly want to start shoring up some areas of concern and be playing at your best once that SODAC 16 arrives that second week of November. On Thursday, Huron Tigers will host Sioux Falls Jefferson at the arena. That'll be the annual Breast Cancer Awareness Night. And wear your pink. I thought I was going to get my T-shirt tonight, but I got to wait till tomorrow. But they sold T-shirts. We'll get a number on how many of those were sold. And also, they are about ready, and it may be live by now. As told this morning, the silent auction should be live either tonight or tomorrow. The HRMC Foundation is setting that up. You can look at their Facebook page to see the link if they do have that ready to go. And once I see it, I'll also post it and on my Twitter feed and also on the Huron Radio News Facebook page as well. All the money raised, T-shirt sales, which have closed, T-shirt sales, and also the silent auction, all money raised will stay in Huron for the HRMC Foundation program that supplies low-cost or free mammograms to anyone who needs them in the area. We Got You Covered, the name of the program. And, well, it's been a good partnership between HRMC and Huron Tiger Volleyball over the last number of years. Always a fun night, and Sioux Falls Jefferson will come in with the number two ranking in the state. They've only had one loss on the season coming into a play for tonight, so it'll be a tough challenge for the Huron Tigers. But always that and homecoming, usually the two biggest crowds that we have during the course of the home volleyball season. Nope, they stick me in the corner now, Dennis. And just waiting to see if we're doing the anthem first or if we're doing the starting lineups first. But it is good to see, since we're in Sioux Falls, we will be getting started on time. And still waiting to see what their course is. And, of course, both teams are wearing their white jersey tops. Looks like we're having the anthem first. We'll take a... here on Community Campus, timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Roosevelt, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Charles Boron, member of the Roosevelt Concert Choir, performs our and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And welcome back to Sioux Falls Roosevelt High School. I'm Jeff Duffy, getting set for volleyball here on Tigers and the Roosevelt Rough Riders. It is 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. Here's the girls that we will start. We expect on the floor tonight for Roosevelt. Kate Wiebesek, I believe in her fourth year, is the setter for Roosevelt. Izzy Brinkman, Kaylee Evenson, Avery Allenstein, Riley Brower, Christy Monker, Aubrey Terrell, and Kate Bleeker is the libero for the Huron Tigers. Jency Gergen, junior setter. Sam McMorrideth, senior hitter. Chloe Carr, junior hitter. Hilton Hines, a junior libero. Maddie Jurgens, senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, senior right side. Addie Knight, outside, and a sophomore, Allie Davis, junior, outside, Haley Rogers, junior, and serving specialist for the Huron Tigers. Kevin Vanderwall, head coach of Roosevelt. They come in with a record of 12-9. Huron, under coach Josh Lean, is 6-10. Huron coming off a split of their weekend out in Rapid City. Lost to Stevens, a tough one, reverse sweep, won the first two sets before Stevens rallied to win the final three. And then Saturday, though, with the 18-hour turnaround, coming off a five-set loss, Huron took care of business against a much better Rapid City Central team and won in three sets. Both teams wearing their white tops never makes me happy, but I understand, and it's kind of hard to believe, Roosevelt has never had white volleyball tops. They've always had the gold, the burgundy, or I think it's different shades of cardinal, but they have never had white tops. They just got them in this year, so they're wearing them a lot. Huron chose to go with their white tops as well. I'm right in the corner of the gym, right behind the Huron section, and I make no promises of the stream even working now. I have it started, but if it works, that's another thing. Is reception is not good in any of the public schools here in Sioux Falls. Huron will have the opening serve, and it is Hilton Hines getting it underway. Serve received, back row for Roosevelt off the right side. The hit goes way strong, hitting air by Evenson. And Huron a 1-0 lead off the air by Roosevelt. So see if Huron can build some early momentum as Hilton Hines prepares to serve again. She's wearing the pink top for the month of October when her teammates aren't. Serve to the back row. Serve received to Evenson. Here's the set and off target there that time between Wiebesek and see who that is. I can't see behind the ponytail. Terrell. So a couple of errors to start things off for Roosevelt and Huron up 2-0. Hines serves short this time, and Roosevelt unable to get under it, and Huron off to a quick start. Give the ace to Hines, and it's 3-0 Huron. It died right in front of Bleeker, the libero, and they got a second hit, but not, got it nowhere close to going over the net. Short serve again, handled by Terrell, set the left side, tapped in the back row, misplayed by Knight. Saved by Davis, but can't get it across. And Roosevelt on the board. It's 3-1. Nobody's had a kill so far. I guess we do have one ace for Huron, but it's been mainly mistakes by both teams have accounted for the scoring. Bleeker serving for Roosevelt. Here's the set. Meg Moradeth hits into the net. Another error, and it's 3-2 Huron in set one. Bleeker again with the serve. Libero wearing a yellow top tonight. Serve back row to Davis. Gergen sets. Meg Moradeth coming to the right. Goes cross court. Goes long. And we're tied at 3. 3-0 run for Huron. Now a 3-0 run for Roosevelt. And outside of one ace, it's all been errors by the opposing team that has accounted for all the points. Bleeker looks to give Roosevelt their first lead here early on. Back row, serve received Davis. Quick set across Gergen, saved by Bleeker. Overpass knocked down by Meg Moradeth. That started with the dump by Gergen. It was dug out by Bleeker, but gave Meg Moradeth an easy look for the dump over on the overpass. And Huron back up 4-3. Jency Gergen serving for Huron. Serve received back row to Evenson. Right side hit, finds the line. That'll be a kill for Izzy Brinkman. First kill of the night for Roosevelt. And we are tied at 4, and Brinkman will step back and serve for the Riders. Serve receive Hines. Set to the left. Meg Moradeth over the block. A dugout. Bleeker saves it. Third hit will be free ball. Here comes Huron again. Gergen back set. The hit by Dreyer. Dugout. Right side hit. Terrell hits the corner, or Evenson, excuse me, hits the corner for the kill. Or it was Evenson. Oh, yep, okay, Evenson with the kill. And Roosevelt has their first lead at 5-4. Brinkman again with the serve. Serve received Knight. Here's the set back to Addy. Knight through the block, and nobody can dig it out. Addy Knight ties it back up at 5. First kill for the sophomore, Knight. Knight prepares to serve for the Huron Tigers. Sends it a back row. Shanked in the back row. That'll be an ace for Knight. Brinkman could not come up with the handle. And Huron back up 6-5. Second ace here in the first set for Huron. Knight looks to get some momentum going for Huron. Knox rolls it over the net and just fell in on the line. It hit all of the tape and then rolled on the net and then fell in right on the boundary. Back-to-back aces, Addy Knight. Huron up 7-5. Set, here's the hit from the middle. Blocked back by Davis. And free balled across by Roosevelt. Back set, here's the hit. And Dreyer hits it up the middle. And again, Roosevelt having trouble getting control of that ball as Huron's placed some nice hits. Dreyer with her first kill, 8-5 Huron, 4-0 run. Short serve by Knight, drops in for an ace. Just took something off it, went cross court with it. That's 3 aces for Addy Knight. And Huron, 5-0 run to go up 9-5. Knight serves, back row, Bleeker there. Wiebesek with the set, the hit blocked back by Meg Moradeth, rebound by Wiebesek. Durgan will set, make more depth from the middle, block back. Huron stays with it. Davis off the left side will have to free ball it. Wiebesek the short set, blocked again by Huron. Set, right side hit, Dreyer, blocked back and blocked out. Huron just kept it alive, being aggressive at the net. Second kill for Dreyer in Huron. Up 10-5, 6-0 run by the Huron Tigers. Knight serves, takes something off it. Get over to it this time. A right side hit, back row, and that comes off of Huron. That'll be a kill for Evenson. Breaks the Huron run. It's 10-6 Tigers. It was a 6-0 run by Huron. Into the front row for Roosevelt is Riley Brower. And serving is Evenson, I believe. And there's the ace for Evenson. It dropped on the line. Knight let it go, thinking it would go out. It is an ace. Back-to-back points for Roosevelt. They're within 10-7 in set one. Serve played by Knight. Back set. Dreyer on the right side with the tip over the net. And Roosevelt can't clean it off. Took something off it that time. Dreyer with her third kill. 11-7 Huron. Haley Rogers, serving specialist, on for a rotation for Huron. 11-7, Huron leading in set one. Serve goes wide left. First service error on either team, 11-8. Huron's lead is cut to 3. Serving for Roosevelt is Avery Allenstein. Senior middle, set by Gergen, right back to Davis, who had the serve receive, hits it long. Was there a touch? There was not. Hitting error, 11-9. Coach Lean was lobbying for a touch, did not get the call. Allenstein will serve again. Played by Davis, bumped ahead by Knight. Davis will just have to free ball, back row. Wiebesek will set from the middle. The hit goes wide right. A little off balance there by Aubrey Terrell. Another Roosevelt error, and Huron up 12-9. Maddie Juergens in for the first time. She'll serve in playback row for the Tigers. Dreyer comes off the floor. Serve back row. Serve receive Allenstein. Quick set across Wiebesek. Dug out by Juergens. Set the hit by Chloe Carr. Dug out by Bleeker. Hit across by Roosevelt. Huron gets control. Quick set across by Davis. Set across left side. The big hammer by Terrell for the kill. 12-10. Back within two. Brower gets her first kill. Wiebesek, the setter, now serving for Sioux Falls Roosevelt. 12-10. Huron leading in set one. Serve back row. Serve receive Hines. Set ahead, Davis off the left side, blocked and off the net. And did somebody go in the net? They did. Net call on Roosevelt trying to dig it off the net. I'm giving Allie Davis a kill on that, her first. 13-10, Huron back up by 3. Davis again serves for Huron. Serve receive, Wiebesek with the set to the left side, the big hammer off the net and out. Another hitting error, Brinkman this time. Huron back up, 14-10. Roosevelt's had a lot of errors, and Huron has taken advantage. Huron's been aggressive at the net as well. Davis serving. Serve receive, back row, Tyrrell. Off the right side, Brower with the tip. Dug out by Davis, quick set by Gergen. Roosevelt gets a handle, hit off the left side. Tigers block, dug out by Hines. Here comes the two-hand tip by Knight. Wiebesek, the set from the middle. Tigers got a block with Carr. Set to the left. Knight with the hit. Down the middle. Dug out again. Back set. Right side hit. Up the middle. Huron keeps it off the floor, but can't get there on the third hit. Brower will get her second kill. Roosevelt gets one back. It's 14-11. Into a serve is Christy Monker for the Riders. I believe Brower came off the floor. Serve back row, serve receive Hines, sideways, pass ahead Davis. Knight will tip over the block. Bleeker back sets, right side hit, cross court, goes long. Hitting air by Evenson, and Huron up 15-11. in Roosevelt, a lot of errors, and Huron's just had them a little off-center, it seems like. Hilton Hines on to serve for Huron. Magmoradeth back into the front row. Serve receive back row. Wiebesek with the set, and the set off the mark, but a nice play to save it by Evenson. Magmoradeth with a early jump and could not make contact with the set. Error for on Huron gives Roosevelt a point back. It's 15-12. Allen Stein back into the front row for Roosevelt. Bleeker serving. Serve receive. Hines does get it across. That was a little scary. Set to the left. The big hit, and that'll eat up the back row. Big time kill for Evenson, her third. One of the few times, really, that Roosevelt has been able to set it up and just get a big hit off the pin. Bleeker serving. Back row, Davis, and Gergen can't keep it alive. That'll be an ace for Roosevelt, and they're within one. 15-14, ace for Bleeker. Timeout, Huron, 15-14. Huron leading in set one. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Dine in, carry out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza, give them a call, 352-6925.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus, $40 credit hours for in-person classes, the best value in higher education in South Dakota. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Kelly Devine is the R2, not sure who the R1 is, although she is familiar, but they are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Off the Huron timeout, Roosevelt a chance to tie as Bleeker prepares to serve for the Riders. Played by Davis, bumped ahead, Knight off the left side, sails a back row to Bleeker. Set in the middle, the hit, Allenstein, dug out nicely by Hines, quick set across by Gergen. Set to the right side this time and hammered to the corner by Brinkman. Her second kill, and Roosevelt has rallied to come back and tie it at 15. Roosevelt riding some momentum after Huron had it to begin the set. Bleeker serving as Roosevelt right now is on a 4-0 run. And service error, first one of the night on Roosevelt. And Huron regains the lead at 16-15. I believe the biggest lead Huron has had has been 5. Jency Gergen serving for the Huron Tigers. Gergen takes something off it. Serve receive. In the middle, there's the hit. Block back. Dreyer and Magmoradeth with the block kill. Huron quickly back up by 2. 17-15. I'm going to go with a block for both. 17-15, Huron up 2. Serve, receive, back row. Here's the set in the middle. The hit and drops it in. Boy, that looked... Allenstein will get the kill. That was right in front of me. I thought it looked out, but they say in. Oh, it is Huron's point. Okay, it was out. 18-15, Huron up by 3. Roosevelt, again, just not getting in their offense. They'll tap it across. Knight with the dig, back set for Dreyer. Her tip right in the campfire. She was a little off balance, but able to find that open spot right in the middle. Fifth kill for Dreyer. And Huron back up by 4, 19-15. 4-0 run, Huron. Gergen short serve. Set by Roosevelt, they'll punch it back row. Gergen sets. Knight off the right side. Through the block, and Roosevelt can't come up with the dig. And Huron back up by 5, 20-15. And it's going to be a timeout, Roosevelt. That was the second kill for Addie Knight. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Sight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
You're on Community Campus Timeout. They offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Each team now has used a timeout. Hurons did a good job of stopping momentum. See what Roosevelt's does as Huron up 2015 in set one. Served by Gergen. Serve, receive, back roll, Roosevelt. Back set, right side, down the line, it's out. Are they going to call a touch? Yep, they called a touch on Huron, and that'll be a kill for Brinkman, her second. 2016, Roosevelt breaks the Huron run back within four. Brinkman steps back to serve, serve, receive, Hines. Set ahead, here comes Knight stepping in off the right side. Nice save by Roosevelt, but then they hit it out. And again, Roosevelt continues to struggle with their hitting. I think they're getting the ball where they want, but they're just being a little wild with the hitting right now. Huron up 21-16. Serve across by Huron. Here's the bump ahead. The hit this time, it eats up the back row. Kill for Evenson. Gergen could not get the handle on that one. Roosevelt back within four at 21-17. Brower back into the front row for Roosevelt. And serving is Kaylee Evenson. Serve receive Knight. Going to be passed ahead by Hines. Free ball Davis. And they're going to call, I believe, an illegal hit on Davis. Yep, double hit on Davis. Roosevelt within three at 21-18 in set one. Evenson serve, serve, receive, Knight. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth will punch it back row. Evenson there, hit from the middle, blocked by Meg Moradeth, and Roosevelt can't come up with it. Off the net. Block kill for Sam Meg Moradeth. And here on up, 22-18. Meg Moradeth out, and Rogers in as serving specialist. Also Hines, her one rotation off the floor as libero. Rogers will serve. Serve, receive, and can eat up Brinkman. They get it alive and do get it across. Dig by Rogers. Overpass. Here's the back set. The right side hit and goes right by Brinkman. Right by Gergen. Kill for Evenson. I have her for five kills in the set. Roosevelt gets a point back. It's 22-19. Allenstein will serve for Roosevelt. Short serve, Davis there, overpass, dumped back by Brower. Brower takes advantage of the overpass, her third kill. Roosevelt within, 22-20, it's been a tight set, one. Allenstein again serving. Serve, receive, Knight, bumped ahead, just going to be a free ball by Dreyer. Wiebesek will set to the right side. Brower hammers it and goes over Hines. Hines did the limbo, stayed out of the way. It's out. Hitting air puts Huron 2 points away at 23-20. Maddie Jurgens to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Jurgens sends it back row. Wiebesek will set to left side. Here's Brower again, and that eats up Jurgens. Brower starting to pick it up. 23-21, Roosevelt back within two. Brower with four kills here in the first set. Huron with the 23-21 advantage. Wiebesek serving for Roosevelt. And that will drop in front of Jurgens for the ace. Roosevelt within 23-22, an ace for Kate Wiebesek. And Huron going to burn their final timeout here. It's a race to 25, Huron up 23-22. Here on Community Campus Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. but after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KI.
We'll have the opening serve. Huron, trying to see if Huron ever did trail. Yeah, we did. I think we did. 5-4, I think, was the only time Huron trailed in the first set. So ready to go with set number two. I guess they're doing a little work on the pin. Both coaches kind of working on it to make sure it's up straight. So Huron up one set to none after going 25-23 in set one. Still kind of messing around with that, but see what we can get here. We begin set number two, and I believe that is Monker who will open up the set for the Huron, or for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Shanked in the back row. That'll be an ace by Monker to start the second set, misplayed by Maddie Juergens. Third ace, or fourth ace of the night for Roosevelt. Monker with the serve again, handled by Davis. Juergens will set. Here's Knight with the hit off the left side. Roosevelt gets a block on it. Bleeker keeps it alive. Left side hit. Tigers get the block on Allenstein. Here's the hit through the block. Carr with the kill. We're tied at one. Chloe Carr with her second kill. And tied at one in set two. Serve back row. Serve receive for the Riders, set to Evenson. And Bleeker will just instead free ball it. Hit by Meg Mordeth through the block. Dug out by Wiebesek. Free balled across by Evenson. Right side, Meg Mordeth cross court. Wiebesek again with the dig. Right side hit Brinkman through the block. Tigers control. Quick set across by Gergen and finds the open spot just over the net by the line. And here on up 2-1. Gergen with her second kill. The little sleight of hand you always like to see from your setter. Serve, a back row. Serve, receive, Roosevelt. Wiebesek will set right back, right side, and that will be drilled into the back row by Evenson. Already six kills on my sheet for Evenson. We're tied at two in set two. Here on up, one set to none. Bleeker serving for Roosevelt. Back row, Davis plays it. Back set, Meg Mordeth taps it up the middle. Nice play, back row, Monker. Right side hit, tapped into the back row. Juergens, and nobody went to it. Juergens made the pass from the back row, and then everybody backed away from it. Air on Huron, and it's 3-2. Roosevelt up here in set two. Bleeker serving, and it drops in for the ace. Huron let it go, and it really wasn't even close. That was in by a foot and a half to 2 feet. Second ace of the night for Katie Bleeker. Libero for Roosevelt. Bleeker again with the serve. Serve received Davis. Set in the middle. Meng Mordeth blocked back. Dug out by Hines. Set backline attack. Davis back row. Bleeker digs. Wiebesek with the set. The hit by Allenstein. Dug out by Hines. Knight with the two-hand tip. Again, Wiebesek plays it. Set and the tip across by Roosevelt. Pass ahead, Knight off the left side, cross court, got it in the corner. Diagonal hit for Knight. Addie with her third kill. And Huron back within 4-3. Dreyer into the front row for Huron. Gergen will serve as Juergens comes off the floor. Gergen serve. Wiebesek with the quick set right in the campfire. Nobody home. Wiebesek gets her first kill. Coach Lean says she's very good at that. First time we've seen it successful tonight, but 5-3 now, Roosevelt. Served in the corner, serve received Knight, pass ahead Hines, make more death with the free ball. Wiebesek will back set right side the tip against her body. Huron keeps it alive, free balled by Hines to the corner. Wiebesek will set up the middle this time. There's the hit, got the line, kill for Evenson. She's got 7 kills, 2 in this set, 6-3. Roosevelt has some momentum here to start this second set. Riley Brower in to play. I assume she's in the front row for Roosevelt. Served by Brinkman, goes long, service error. First one of this set for Roosevelt, just their second total. 6-4, Roosevelt, Knight serving. Wiebesek will set to the left, the hit up the middle, Knight can't handle it. Evenson with another kill, Evenson with 8 kills on my sheet already. 7-4, Roosevelt. Serve receive and off the net. Huron can't make a play on it. Passing error from the back row by Huron, and Roosevelt goes up 8-4, and Coach Lean wants a quick timeout here. Timeout Huron. Roosevelt up 8-4 in set 2. Huron up 1-0 in the match. Community campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Early timeout by the Huron Tigers, trailing 8-4 here in set 2 as Roosevelt is begin to get their offense going. They really struggled either setting the offense or getting the offense set and just not getting accurate hits, but clicking a little more in set 2. Huron wanted to settle down, took the timeout. Evenson will serve with an 8-4 lead here in set 2. Back row goes long. Service error gets a point back for here on 8-5. Second service error this set on Roosevelt. And Haley Rogers will come in as the serving specialist for Huron. Chloe Carr, I believe, checked into the front row. Rogers serve, serve, receive. Wiebesek with the set. They hit Brower, blocked by Dreyer. Here comes Brower again, a little further away from the net, and powered it through the block. It went through the Dreyer car block, but then just dribbled where nobody could come up with the dig. Brower will get the kill. She's got 5 kills now. 9-5, Roosevelt. Here's the bump, just going to be a free ball by Davis. Roosevelt can set it up. Wiebesek from the net, and that will be hammered down the middle by Terrell. Terrell, her first kill. But Roosevelt seems to have the offense starting to work now. They lead 10-5 in set 2, looking to tie it up. Allenstein with the serve. Bumped by Gergen. Free ball by Davis. Huron can't set it up. Overpass going to be popped back by Davis. Here's the set. The hit up the middle by Terrell. Tigers dig it out. Free balled by Carr, and free balls it out of bounds. 11-5. Roosevelt building a lead here in set number 2. Allenstein again with the serve for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Riders playing without Bleeker for this rotation as well. Dreyer far away from the net, hits it across, set to the left. Brower with the hit. Tigers get a block on it. Gergen will set. Davis off the left side, block back and out. Kill for Davis. 11-6. Huron gets one back. Allie Davis with her second kill. Jurgens in to serve and play back row for Huron. Back row, serve, receive. set to the right. Here's Brower again and goes long again. And boy, Roosevelt had a lot of this in the first set. They set at the pins, but just hit it way too strong. That one out by quite a ways, 11-7, here on within four. Juergens sails it back row, played by Brinkman. Quick set across. Wiebesick here on controls. Davis right side, up the middle. Great dig by Bleeker. Free ball across by Brower. Gergen will back set. Here's the hit. Carr back to the corner. Nobody home. Chloe Carr picks up her third kill. And Huron pulls within 11-8. 3-0 run by Huron. Maddie Juergens with the serve. Back row serve received. Wiebesick back set. Right side hit. Blocked by Davis. Tyrrell with the slide. But Davis went right up and knocked it back. Block kill, Allie Davis. And Huron within two, 11-9. Best rally Huron's had here in set number two. Juergens serving. Takes something off that one. Brower stays with it. Set backline attack. Tyrrell hits the corner. Or Evenson, excuse me. Evenson with the kill. Breaks the Huron run. Roosevelt back up by three, 12-9. Kate Wiebesick, setter, is serving for Roosevelt. Back row, serve received by Hines. Set the hit by Davis. Back row, handled by Roosevelt. Here's the tip and out again. Roosevelt has not been able to get the timing down, it seems like. That was Tyrrell just trying to tip it one-handed and hit it a couple of feet out. Here I'm back within two at 12-10. Serve received. Wiebesick back set. Here's the tip over the block. Shank, but Huron somehow gets it across. Set again. Left side in. Block back by Huron. They say it's a block. Huron said it was four-hit attack. Here's the hit by Knight. Back row. Bleeker with the dig. Set ahead. Backline attack up the middle. Juergens there. Quick set across. Gergen. Roosevelt was ready. Right side. The hit goes long. Long volley. Hitting air by Brinkman, and Huron within one, 12-11. Roosevelt was up six, but Huron's on a 6-1 run. A chance to tie with Allie Davis. Serve received, back row Tyrrell, right back to her. Her hit blocked at the net. Then Carr tried to play it off the net, couldn't get a handle on it. Aubrey Tyrrell has three kills all in this set. Roosevelt back up by two at 13-11. Monker in. She'll serve. Play some back row for Roosevelt. Juergens on serve receive. A quick set. Tipped down by Carr. I thought a Gergen was actually just going to quick set it across. I think Roosevelt did too. Instead, her back to Carr. She tipped it right to Chloe, who knocked it down. Fourth kill for Carr, and Huron again within one at 13-12. Served by Hines. Roosevelt scrambling. They do get it across. Gergen sets from the net. Make more depth to the corner. Dug out by Monker. Set ahead. Left side. And, oh, nice dig by Juergens. Bumped ahead. Knight off the left side. Goes, got the back line. Roosevelt let it go. We are tied at 13 on the kill by Knight off the left pin. Knight, I have her for four kills, two in each set. You're on a chance for, I believe, their first lead. Serve received, shanked. Oh, but Roosevelt gets control, gets it across. Make more depth on the second hit, finds the corner. Roosevelt on the overpass. Gergen was just trying to keep the ball in play. She had the perfect set to make more depth, who drilled it for the kill. And Huron has the lead at 14-13. Hines serving, takes something off it. Tyrrell gets over to it, set to the left, the hit. Evenson dug out by Knight. Knight will slap it to the back row, Monker. Wiebesick the hit, and into the net goes Tyrrell, and Huron up 15-13. 10-2 run by Huron from when Roosevelt had their biggest lead of the set. 15-13, Huron in set two, serve into the net. First service there on Huron in the set. Third overall, 15-14. Huron's lead at one, and Katie Bleeker, libero, serving. Serve receive Davis, set, make more death right side to the corner, nobody home. Roosevelt bunched towards the middle, and boy, that corner, and that was going right where make more death was, had an easy look for the kill. Make more death with five kills, Huron up 16-14. Gergen set to serve for Huron. Back row, serve, receive, Monker. Wiebesek with the set. They hit left side, shanked, and Huron can't catch up to it. Evenson with the kill. She's been the big gun tonight for Roosevelt. I have her for 10 kills, 5 in each set. 16-15, Roosevelt within one. Izzy Brinkman serving for the Riders. Serve, receive, Hines off the net. Third hit, Meng Moradeth can't get it across. We're tied at 16 in set two. Again, here on up, one set to none. Brinkman to serve for Roosevelt as they try to retake the lead. To the corner, Knight on serve receive, bumped by Gergen. Free ball, make Moradeth. Wiebesek will set to the left side. Evenson off the top of the net. Dug out, pass ahead. Dreyer off that right pin. Block back, make Moradeth slaps it back. Wiebesek will set. Evenson left side, blocked by make Moradeth. Roosevelt stays with it, over pass, and Huron does stay with it. Here's the hit, Knight back to the corner, Bleeker stays with it, comes off the beam, and there's the big hit, and another one off the beam, Knight stays with it, both teams had to play it off the ceiling here. Quick set by Wiebesek, Tigers keep it off the floor, and free ball to cross by Hines. Here's another free ball, and this time Hines can't get to it. Long volley there, some great volleyball both sides of the net. Wiebesek, though, gets the kill. It's 17-16, Roosevelt. Each team had to play it off the ceiling once. Each team made some great saves. Roosevelt, though, with the point. Gergen with the set. Here's the hit from the middle by Knight. Dig by Monker. The tip by Roosevelt. Double hit by Knight. That'll be a kill for Roosevelt. Allenstein gets her second kill of the night, and Roosevelt up 18-16. Huron's going to burn their second timeout here. We went back and forth on momentum. Right now it's Roosevelt. They're up 18-16 in set two. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Here and at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron.
Dakota Sports
changed thousands of diapers.
There are hundreds of trucks,
wait hours,
one, three,
and duck. Because you do anything for your kids.